A dragon has come to our village today.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on this globe, this fine, wonderful afternoon. Welcome back to another fun-filled episode of WordPress Plugins from A to Z. And I am your host, John Overall, and with me is our great co-host,
Marcus Couch. How you doing, everybody? Great to be back from vacation.
See, I wasn't lying, folks. He really did go on vacation. We didn't lose him.
No, even though you might have, but the lack of internet in Cabo actually was what brought me back.
Okay. Well, it's great to have you back. I'm glad you had yourself a nice vacation and got away from things. Enjoyed yourself, I hope.
Oh, yeah. Got a lot of new stuff planned for the WordPress community out there. Not only what I do here with you, John, but, I got a new project almost ready to unwrap. I think we're going to have a New Year's baby this year as far as a new show that I'm involved in.
Excellent. Sounds like that'll be lots of fun for you. Yeah, and now it's my turn. I get to go on vacation in a couple of days. I'm heading down to Vegas for a fun-filled 5 days.
Excellent. Well,
Be my first trip to Vegas since I was 17, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, it's changed a lot since then.
Oh, yeah, has it ever.
The mob's gone and corporate logos are back.
Yeah, they blew up all the buildings on the Strip and replaced them with big, giant monstrosities.
Yeah, you should still have fun, though. It's a great time in Vegas.
Oh, I will. I'm certain I'll have fun. It'll be lots of fun. My wife's running a marathon down there, so she's gonna go run on the Strip at night.
I've done that myself a couple times.
Probably not in a marathon, though, I bet.
No.
So it'll be a great time. I'm getting away. We got our grandparents taking care of the kids for us, so we actually get to go without kids. So it'll be lots of fun.
Awesome. Well, it's going to be exciting. Both of us will be well refreshed.
So what have we got this week? We've got a few plugins for you all this week. I've got a few. Marcus has got a few to the table. I've got a little bit of a rant and just a couple other tidbits here and there as we wander through. And who knows where the podcast will take us. End up in left field, right field, down the center. Who knows? Anyway, right off the bat, I'm going to ramble on about spammers just because I really had nothing to bitch about. And, well, for the first time in almost a year, I had a comment spam get through my filters on my website, which kind of surprised me. But then again, when I looked at the comments, someone actually took the time to write it and put in semi-proper information, which is the only reason I can think of it went through. And I've got a little bit in the show notes that you guys can go read, and it was just what they are is they were an SEO spammer. And when I see SEO spammers, I figure, well, I must be doing something right because you found me.
Right.
That's the way I look at it. Either that, yes, or you guys just don't know what you're doing.
It's a keyword thing. Yeah.
So anyway, this person here, they sent me this, and I'm just gonna read the quote because it's actually kind of interesting. It goes, "The internet has become the world's marketplace. You can do business all over the world, but you have to stand out from your competition." Yeah, true. "It's all in the website, linking, keywords, all the tools of search engine optimization. We know them. Let us show you how we can help." Yeah. Anyway, that's... okay, that wasn't all that exciting or funny, but I tried. Anyway, they got through. I don't really have much else. That's all I've really got to ramble on about.
Yeah, that's India, by the way. They got you.
Was that India? India.
Yeah, that was India calling.
Oh, the name was Marcia Dale, so, I don't know. I thought maybe it was someone in English.
I can introduce you to a guy that used to work for me over there in India.
Yeah.
His real name was Nitesh, but he went online by the name of Robert Dahl.
Yeah. So. Oh, I wouldn't doubt it was India. It was just amusing to me because the comment filter I've been using has been anti-spam-y. And ever since I put it on my site, I'd had no comments come through. And this is the first one that came through with spam.
Nice. Well, so at the very least, you got 3 minutes killed of time in the podcast.
Well, that's what we were trying for. Just kill a couple of minutes. Shout-outs. Got a couple of shout-outs this week. One of them going out to Adam at Integrity Solutions. His plug-in scheduled themes. We're actually going to be hearing from him. I'm doing an interview with him later here, later on this evening here, and I'll just tack his interview onto the end of the show. So we're going to interview him about the plug-in. I actually reviewed his plug-in in the last show, so you can go check out my review of it. I actually loved the plug-in. It was great. One of those simple plug-ins that just works.
Cool.
And I've got another one going out to at RunnerSky on Twitter. And, of course, I have to put this one. I'm obligated. It's my wife, and she's done a calendar for a fundraiser for cancer, BC Cancer Society, and her calendar just launched yesterday. It's a 2012 calendar. It's called the YYJ Run for Cancer calendar. You can find it on her website at yyjrunforcancer.com. Go there and buy it. It's a nice, cheap calendar, $15. Money goes to a good cause. So go buy your 2012 calendar from my wife's website. That'd be a great thing to do. Obligated, you know. Got to do something for the wife.
Always.
So anyway, that's all I've got for shout-out this week. You don't happen to have any, do you? You were incommunicado, so probably not.
Yeah, Matt Mullenweg still hasn't written us. So hi, Matt, and what's up, man? Write us. And by the way, and while we're shouting out to people, you know, iTunes does take reviews. So everybody that's listening, please go to iTunes in the podcast directory and say hello. Tell them how much you like our show.
Yeah, that'd be kind of great. Maybe get it higher in the listings. I know that this month here has seen record downloads of the show. And I'm thoroughly loving that.
Yeah, the two shows I was gone, right? Records?
I don't know. I'm talking about the entire month. The entire month grand total is has been quite high, and I've been rather excited about it to see it go that high.
Well, that's good.
Hopefully it continues.
Yeah, all you guys listening out there, I know you're into WordPress, so you know you have WordPress friends. Let them know about the show. We need to get this thing going, and you know, the more plugins we talk about in the community, the better off we become. So spread the word.
That's what we're trying to do, and I know it didn't hurt. Last week I was in a local symposium here in Victoria where I was on a panel for podcasting. We were promoting podcasting in our local community, so seems like podcasting is starting to see a renaissance happen again.
Yeah, absolutely, and so is WordPress in the sense of, I'll tell you, you know, I work out there in the trenches with a lot of very, very large private sector companies out there, some of them in, you know, Fortune 100, and they're big into WordPress now. So, you know, you guys know the same technology that the big boys are using. So take advantage of that. Take advantage of these plugins.
Even the technology that our governments are using. Thinking of governments, I live in British Columbia, Canada, and I tripped across the Ministry of Transportation BC website, which is run on WordPress. That's an interesting site that I threw up on the show notes this week. And they've done an interesting job of presenting WordPress in a different view and presenting different information. So I thought that one would be kind of neat.
Let's hope they keep it updated. Please.
Oh, they will. I actually know one of the webmasters that does their work for them. He works for the government there in that organization. He contacts me for tips on what to do.
Great.
So I thought that was kind of cool.
Great. Well, if he's listening, and next time I go to Canada, please. Yeah. Keep me in the system as being good, please.
Huh? And we've got a couple of WordPress-related articles here. A couple of pieces of news. One of them is WordPress is the most popular CMS source for the second year running. And WordPress.com has opened up a new monetization program if you're on WordPress.com, and it's called Word Ads. And so it's something that WordPress.com, or Automatic, I'll assume, has opened up to make themselves money and to share some funds with the people who are using WordPress.com.
Yeah, and I'll comment to that is, as a guy who facilitates a lot of advertising and pay-per-click campaigns on behalf of a lot of these clients that we work with, there are many, many different entities out there that are looking for different places to advertise. So this opening up WordPress.com to monetization is a great two-way street for both the advertiser and the publisher. Yeah. So good all around on them.
So it'll be interesting to see how it completely unfolds. But they just they actually just announced that like yesterday or the day before, I believe. So, and then one last article here. I tripped across an article today when I was looking for something. It helps you make your WordPress site run a little faster. There's some tips and tidbits in it on adding some define commands to your WP config file, and it actually does seem to help because I actually tested a couple of them. So check out the article. Maybe help your website out a little bit.
I have a site that's actually lacking a little bit in speed, so I'm going to check the article out as soon as the show's published and find out for myself.
Yeah. So that's all we got. You got any tips or information that came to your attention in the 24 hours since you've been back in the land of the living?
No, I've got nothing. I unplugged completely. Needed to get my head in gear for this big video monstrosity that's about to take place in my camp. But more about that later. But no, I've got some plugins that I looked at just recently since I've been back. These are relatively new, and I know you've got a bunch of membership plugins to talk about. So let's get started.
Well, that's where we go. Membership plugins. I've been promising for about 10 episodes, I guess, to do membership plugins. And I finally got to do them. Of course, the main reason I got to do them was I had a client who needed a membership plugin for his website. So that's usually how it happens. I have to research them for my client. So without further ado, here's the ones we got. I've got three that I tested out and came up with two that are pretty decent. So the first one is Membership, is simply what it's called. It's from WPMU Development, which is a, I forget the name of the company entirely, but WPMU Dev is a interesting website, and they produced a plugin. Now, it's a pretty decent plugin. It's relatively up to date. It's been downloaded 34,000 times, and they simply say that you plug it in, and it creates a fully functional membership site for your website. And they're correct. When I plugged it in, that's pretty much what it did. It worked pretty much like that. You just had to go in, make a few tweaks to it, create the proper settings, and create the proper user areas for people to go to. The biggest problem, and they also have a premium version, which I didn't bother to try because I couldn't get the free version to work completely. What happened to me is, when I was testing it, every time I would do a test register on it, it wouldn't get past step two, no matter what I did. And I went in and tweaked it and tweaked it and tweaked it. And eventually I just had to abandon it as unusable, simply because it would not allow registration correctly. Hmm. Other than that, it looked like it was going to be pretty decent. So you might give it a shot. It might work better for you. It could just be the way my server was set up or something about the other plugins I had running on the client's website.
And how much does the pro version cost?
I didn't actually look, honestly. Okay. If I can't get the free version to work correctly, I usually don't try to go on to the pro version.
Yeah.
Because I need to make sure that it's actually going to work in the basics for my client before I say, hey, let's spend some money.
Sure. Yeah, it's just surprising. You know, the WPMU dev guys are usually make some pretty outstanding programs. So.
It seemed outstanding, and it mm-hmm. provided really easy setup for the most part. I was rather enjoying it, but as soon as I hit that one glitch, and no matter how I set up the extra, my brain slips out, the extra membership settings, the mm-hmm. extra levels of membership, the pages which could be secured and everything. I went through and double checked and reset them and reconfigured them in multiple ways and couldn't get it to function.
Hmm.
So,
did you try it on a stage site or anywhere else?
No. Hmm. I was actually trying it on a client site I was building.
Nice.
And it was just, and it, also the other thing that was lacking in it, something my client asked me for as I was putting it up, he said, well, can it collect more information than just the username and their email address? I want to collect a little bit more. And I said, well, it doesn't look like it does. And it didn't give me an option for setting up a form for it. I would have had to create something separate.
Yeah, that's a bummer. That's very important is your lead capture process.
Yeah, and that's what he was after. So I abandoned that one. I went to test out another one, and this one was called FreeWP Membership. It looked like it was interesting, you know, recently updated, 72 days. But the moment I installed it, it gave me an epic fail. It created a fatal error on my client's site, and I thought, well, maybe there's something there. I threw it on my test site, failed there. Threw it on my other test site, failed there. So I went, okay. Failed three times on initialization. We'll toss it. We're not going any further. So I left that one out. The one I finally settled on that works beautiful that I discovered is called WP Members. And this one here is a very simple plugin, very simple membership plugin. It's recent, 32 days updated, 32 days ago, downloaded 98,000 times. I like those numbers. And, of course, what they say is it creates you a membership-driven website and, you know, can use it for premium content, blogs, anything you want. I found it extremely easy to set up. I threw it on, turned it on, and I liked the setup for it better than I actually liked the one from WPMUDev, because this one here, instead of having to create sections that you're going to protect or protect categories or whatever, this one here, you can have it default to open all your content or default close your content entirely, and then on each page or post that you want open or closed, you just add a custom post tag to it, and custom meta tag to it, and you say open or closed, and that's all there is to it.
Really?
Very simple. I love that aspect because I needed something simple for my client, because the simpler it is for my client, the better off it is, because most of my clients know how to go in and create their content.
Sure.
If I have to give them too much instructions, they go, I don't want that.
Yeah, and plus, you know, a lot of times I've seen these membership plugins and themes and such where you have to, if you want to hide a bunch of content, you have to create it in like in a whole separate category, which totally throws off the flow.
And that was the problem with WPMU also. You had to create a category to protect it. And this one here, it does it on a per page, per post basis. And that was the other thing, was my client wants to create lots of pages, not posts. So I wanted to make sure, because you can't put pages in categories to protect them.
Yeah.
So anyway, and it worked beautiful. The other thing is it has a form for collecting your input from your users. You can collect their name, address, phone number, and also you can add additional fields to the form very easily. So you can make that form as long as you want if you got a whole bunch of additional information you want to collect. I found it to be quite beautiful. And it was very easy. It took me no time at all to set up, and my client understood how to use it with only 5 minutes of explaining it to him. That one there got a 5, of course, for simplicity, easy, and actually working the way you need it to work. And let me back up for a minute. Of course, the previous one that failed, that one got an epic 1. And the membership plugin from WPMU, that one got a 3, is what it got, 3 dragons on that. So that was the membership plugins that I tested. I didn't test a whole bunch. I just sort of skimmed through and read some instructions on several and looked at their screenshots and seen the ones that looked most appealing.
And I tell you, I'm looking at the site right now, Chad Butler's site, the guy who made WP-Members. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to get in touch with this guy. I need to learn a little bit more about what he's doing and see just the different caveats to this. I know that there's some things under the surface that I've had ideas for like 10 years on, and it looks like he's cracked a couple of the codes, so to speak.
That was the other thing I was going to mention about his plugin too, is the documentation on this plugin and setting it up. Beautiful.
Yeah.
He's got it all on his website, and it's in a couple of different formats. So yeah, that was the other thing, is this one had very good documentation compared to the others.
Yeah, and you know what? If you guys out there use this, please donate to him at butlerblog.com, and I'm sure he'd appreciate it. So check out Chad Butler and his cool plugin, WP Members.
Yep. So that concludes the ones I've got today. What have you got for us?
All right, well, I have a bunch of new ones that just came out or just were recently, you know, majorly upgraded. So this isn't a membership plugin, but it's kind of a member gateway, so to speak. Okay. This is called Twitter Lock. And Twitter Lock just came out. It's had less than 100 downloads, so you guys can all check out exactly what it does. But basically, there's two types that, you can do. What it does is it locks up content with a little light box that you can only reveal past that light box when they either follow you or retweet something that you have in that window. So you can hide, you know, content with link bait and still have that, you know, you got to follow me on Twitter thing right there.
That can be useful.
Oh, yeah. So you can lock a page or a post, and you can set either option A, which is they have to follow you, and once they click that follow button, then it lets them through, or if they retweet something. I've tried it. It works pretty well. Give it a shot. It's a good way to just kind of sneak in some followers.
Yeah, I like that one. I've got a couple of things on my site I'd like to have them do that for. So I think I'll give that one a shot.
Yeah. So I'm giving that a 3 out of 5. It's got some good persuasion skills, but it's just kind of, it needs a little bit more oomph, maybe, you know. It just needs a little bit more cool design. I know you could probably tweak the CSS a little bit as far as what it makes you do, but just needs to flow into the theme a little bit more, and I think it'd get a lot more up there. So I gave this one a 3.
Excellent.
Okay, the next one that I've got is, you know, I'm one of these guys that's an Excel guy all day long, and I'm constantly hitting Control S, right? Save, 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 save. So this is called WordPress Quick Save. And all you do is install it, and it actually allows you in any browser to hit Control S, and you can save the post that you're working on in WordPress.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's practical, right?
Very practical. Very useful.
I mean, yeah. So you know, I'm the paranoid guy that's constantly saving, just in case, you know, the battery backup doesn't even work and lightning hits the place. I don't know.
It doesn't even take battery backup to fail. It just takes yeah. your browser to decide to crash at that particular moment in time.
Yeah. So this is 4 out of 5 for me. You know, I don't know. I it's like borderline 4 or 5, but I'm gonna give it a 4 just because it's simple.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the simple ones are often the best.
Yeah, exactly. Next up, enable image scaling on upload. Ugh. Boy, what a mouthful that is, and half the people don't even know what I'm talking about yet.
Yeah, so, but you will soon.
Oh, yeah. So this one, actually, if you guys out there have been playing with 3.3, the beta, or any of the release candidates or things like that, you'll notice that you can drag and drop your uploads, okay? Now, I don't know if this is going to be part of that core functionality as far as this plugin itself that Drew Janes has created. But I think it should be. It's basically a checkbox on the upload screen that allows you to drag in an image and automatically scale it. So it takes one step out of the process.
That'll be nice. Every step that can be taken out of the process is one step that I like.
Yeah. It did get a little bit glitchy on me at first. I don't know if that was just because I had a different plugin running or what the story was, but ended up working for me. I think this is probably going to be something that's going to be a checkbox that they're going to integrate into the core. Maybe they should, you know, if they don't have that idea yet, they should cut Drew a little check maybe for thinking of it first. I don't know if that's going to happen, but anyway, gave this one a 3 out of 5. It's got some pretty good functionality, but it's just, you know, a checkbox.
Excellent. Yeah, I'm actually kind of looking forward to some of the advances in 3.3.
And I wonder what that's going to do to half the stuff that we use, you know, gallery-wise or sliders and all that.
It's going to make some changes to it, I'm sure.
And it's, you know, it's going to get funky with images. It's just something's going to happen. I don't know. I fear it. But
it won't go on any of my live functioning sites until I've tried it on a couple of demo sites that that I know I can break if need be.
Exactly. All right, so I'll close it off here with terms and conditions. Now, this is a pretty cool one. If you are not the only one on your site, or you run multi-site or something like that, or you have guest authors or anybody like that, terms and conditions basically before it allows a user on the back end to log in, it makes them go through terms and conditions. So this lets you set the ground rules as far as what's going to happen. Now, this is also something that you can do for your clients. Install something like this on there. And that's a selling point.
That's nice.
Say, hey, look, I'm not only going to build you a site, but it's going to adhere to your security policy. So they'll have to agree to it before they get out there and publish onto the internet as far as what acceptable standards there are. So from a corporate standpoint or from a designer standpoint out there, you guys that are, you know, reselling these sites and creating these sites, this is a really good plugin to use. So terms and conditions, it's totally customizable as far as the use agreement, the privacy policy.
Privacy policy.
Oh, yeah. It's
nice.
Got welcome message stuff. It works for regular WordPress and WordPress multi-user.
The privacy policy is important, especially up here in BC. We've got some really stringent privacy laws up here in BC. We actually have to provide a two-step privacy policy here.
Yeah. So this is a really great this is a great thing, and I don't know if this could integrate into your membership plugins. That would be pretty amazing to see that kind of thing where.
See it working with the membership plugin that you say that this one here, it requires them on their first login, because after they create their membership, then they hit login, they got to agree.
Right.
So it's actually would work quite nicely together, I think.
Yeah, because that lays down the ground rules and, you know, okay, what if you want to use it in a different sense, that maybe you want to use it as a welcome message that gives them, you know, tutorials to download or something like that. I haven't really even considered it like in that aspect.
Wow, that looks like it has quite a. Looks like it has quite a few options to it.
Yeah,
what you can do with it.
Yeah, it definitely does. So I just got into it. It just, you know, the last update was just. I think it just came out 2 or 3 days ago. I think the 26th.
It says it was last updated on the 26th of November.
Yeah, so it's only had 300 downloads, so not many people are into this yet. So. Get it while it's hot.
That's okay. So, maybe they'll get into it now.
Yeah. Levi Putna is the author of that, and I give this one a 4 out of 5.
Excellent. That's a nice one. And we have no special terms for plugins this week, at least none that came to mind for me.
Nope. No terms, no conditions.
And that's pretty much all we got. In closing, well, I've got an interview coming up with Scott Caris. Still trying to touch base with him. Casey from the plugin we did a couple episodes back on the ClickBank is we're still trying to coordinate time. I will have a interview with his name slipped out of my head here this afternoon. Ba-ba-ba-bum. You gotta love when that happens.
Matt Mullenweg, isn't it?
No, Matt Mullenweg. Yeah, sooner or later we'll find a way to get an interview with Matt. That'll be an interesting one for me. I'll just go all blubbery, you know, because I'll be talking to a rock star, right?
Oh, I won't. Let me at him. I got 100 things I want to pick his brain about.
No, I think I'd be all right. It's just kind of amusing. And, Alex, I believe is his name. I'm going to be interviewing after the show here. I got to connect up with him here this evening after we're done, and I will add his interview to the end of this show. So it'll be a nice 15 to 20 minute interview. And of course, his plug-in last week that I did was the one on setting up your themes for different times, scheduling themes to show up and disappear on your website.
Yeah, I'm totally into that one. I've been wanting something like that forever. As far as, you know, at nighttime, the site looks totally different with cool stuff going on. That would be great.
And it works. It really works great. And I'm not certain what else he develops, but we're going to get into it and find out what else he has. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, me too.
And of course, coming up in next episode, I'm actually doing. I'm going to be going through podcasting plugins again. I know I did one way back somewhere in my teens episodes, But since I've done that, the plugins have advanced dramatically. And I was asked today when I was at a TweetUp lunch session with a bunch of folks, and one of the guys asked me, hey, have you done anything on podcasting plugins recently? And I said, no, I hadn't. And he said, well, how about doing something so I can catch up on them? So I went, sure.
Well, as somebody who's coming in on my 7th year of podcasting, I've definitely had my share of plugins, so I'm willing to chime in on that one as well.
Well, it's time to bring them up to date, and of course, as I've done the usual, and I started listening back to my early shows to see what I'd done, and see how crazy I actually sounded, and I see a few things in the early shows that are still relevant and well used that I might recycle back in, because the plugins and WordPress, of course, has advanced dramatically, because I think when I started this, it was still WordPress 2.9. So there's been a lot of changes since then.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we'll bring them to you in a future show.
And any more lazy plugins we can come up with to keep it up to date.
There's a lot of new ones out there. You guys are getting lazy. We love it.
So that brings us to the end. How you can contact us: you can contact me on my website, johnoverall.com. You can follow me on Twitter at onkonsu. That's A-H-K-O-N-S-U. Maybe one day I'll get into the story on that name. And you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com, johnoverall.com, or johnoverall.com.
Is there a John Overall out there that's faster on the draw than you?
What happened was I was kind of lazy, and I didn't even think about going in and preserving my name, and another John Overall snagged it out from underneath me.
Oh, well.
So that's why I've got John Overall. Oh, you're talking about my Twitter handle?
Yeah, yeah.
No. The Twitter handle has a whole nother story. I wasn't even worried about John Overall for Twitter handle. The Twitter handle was it's a good 5-minute story, maybe in another show. We'll get
Warcraft.
Into that.
Warcraft.
And it's not actually Warcraft. It is a name I use in Warcraft, but that's not how it developed.
Okay. Well, you can contact me at my website at marcuscouch.com, on Twitter at marcuscouch, and on Facebook at facebook.com/marcuscouch. I'm very quick on the social draw.
And there we go. And so that brings us to the end of the show, and here's our call out.
Thank you for listening tonight. It has been a pleasure serving you at WordPress plugins from A to Z. And we greatly appreciate your patronage and listening to our wonderful podcast. And this podcast is copyright johnoverall.com 2011 and may not be rebroadcast without permission from John. And some of the music that you have listened to during tonight's podcast came from Mevio Music's Alley. Mevio's Music Alley, get that correct. Check it out at music.mevio.com. And you'll find some great music there. I'm finding and discovering some really interesting talent there, so don't forget to check it out. So that's all for now. Tune in for our next podcast coming up soon. Thank you very much.
I promise, folks, I'm going to replace that for next episode. That's really starting to sound bad. Anyway, we're out of here. Bye. All right. Welcome to Addendum to WordPress Plugins from A to Z with your host, John Overall. I'm here doing an interview, and as I promised all my wonderful listeners out there, I'm going to bring you as many interviews as I possibly can with different plugin authors, preferably the plugins that I've reviewed, and preferably the plugins that have gotten a premium status in the reviews. So with us, we have Adam Erstelli.
Erstel.
Adam Erstel, he's here to discuss the plugin that I reviewed in last week's episode, which was Theme Scheduler. So you could, plugin that was really great. I love the way it tested out for scheduling up your themes. You could use different types of themes at different dates and times. It was just a fantastic one. So we'll have him discuss that and discuss some of the other plugins that he develops. So welcome to our show, Adam.
Thanks for having me on.
And Adam, you built the, what's the proper title for that now?
Scheduled Themes.
Scheduled Themes plugin. Thank you. If my brain slips, it's simply because I'm getting prepped. I'm heading to Vegas day after tomorrow, so I've got a lot of things on my plate to get done.
Oh, nice.
So going on a 5-day vacation. So anyway, Scheduled Themes, you built that. Why did you build that? What was your reasoning for that?
Basically, I had a client requirement for the holiday season. They wanted to have a fairly significant different look and feel to their website.
So. Okay. And you just threw it together? Did it come out easy, or was that a difficult plugin to create, develop?
Well, it was my third plugin that I'd written, so I kind of, you know, got used to the art of writing a plugin for WordPress, and I didn't find it too tough to create at all.
Excellent. And so you basically decided that after you developed it for your client, and I guess your client wasn't objected to you releasing it back to the community?
For sure.
Well, that's excellent. We always like to see things come back to the community when we work, and as I've seen most of the time when I'm dealing with plugins and miscellaneous, it seems to be somebody's solving themselves a problem and then kind enough to pass it back along to the rest of us.
Usually if there's a problem that I have, I'm reasonably confident that I'm not the only one who's had that problem before, and if I can help someone else out, you know, all the power to us. That's why it's community-based, right?
Yeah, that's the whole point of WordPress. Now, you're located out in Winterpeg and Winterpeg. See, now my Canadian's slipping in there again. Winnipeg, thank you.
Yes.
In Winnipeg. Enjoying yourself out there? You do a lot of work out there for WordPress, I take it? That's your sole work?
Yeah, I try to do a bit with WordPress. You know, I'm not as busy as I would like to be, but I think that's the case for many of us web devs.
Okay, so you're a one-man company, or do you work for somebody?
Right now I have a full-time job with the local telco here, but the WordPress development I do on the side.
Oh, okay. So this
this is kind of like a hobbyist business that I have.
Well, that's an excellent way to do it. Well, you build pretty nice plugin as a hobbyist. I mean, I rather liked it, and I've made mention of it to a couple other folks, and they're like, cool, I can change out my theme for Christmas, and I don't have to remember to change it back?
Yeah.
So that's that. That's the bonus of it. So what other plugins have you developed for the community there?
My first plugin was to address the IE6 PNG transparency that many of us are familiar with. When I was building my first couple sites, I found myself, you know, always adding the code to my theme manually, and well, figured, you know, why not take advantage of the WordPress plugin architecture, and then realize, you know, again, I'm not the only one who's dealing with this. Why not let everyone else share?
Can you share a little bit with me? Because I actually don't know what you're talking about the IE6 transparency issue. What is that?
So if you have a PNG image that has, some transparent sections on it, mm-hmm. in IE6... without any manual fixes, it'll actually show up as a light gray instead of being transparent.
Oh, okay.
So in order to fix, there's multiple ways of fixing it, and I just brought all the most popular multiple ways into a plugin.
Oh, okay.
So that lets the administrator of the site choose which method of fixing the transparency issue to apply to their site, because not all of them work for all themes.
Okay. Well, that'll be excellent. That sounds like a pretty decent one. What else have you got?
Another plugin, it's called Pages by Role. Mm-hmm. So it gives you a widget that you can specify, I want this particular link only to show up for administrators or any other role that you have set up on your site.
And is that you're talking about front end in the show or in the back end?
It's mostly front end type.
Okay. So it would be something useful for, say, I got clients that I've limited them to editor access, and I don't want them to see a couple of different links in the front end, or I need them to see special links to
right.
access things in the back end.
Yeah, the one I originally built it for was a sports team, mm-hmm. and there are certain links that only show up if you're a member on the sports team.
Oh, okay.
So like a forum or things like that where you don't want it to show up for the regular visitors.
Right. So it sounds like it's something that could be added to a membership plugin to help hide certain links and protect certain areas of the site.
Yeah, probably.
That sounds like cool. Well, yeah, this episode we just did covered several membership plugins, so that's why it's fresh in my head.
Oh. Cool.
That could actually be fairly useful. So now I've got three things to combine with membership plugins. You'll have to listen to the show for the other ones.
That sounds good. And the fourth plugin that I wrote was based off of scheduled themes, the one you'd reviewed. Mm-hmm. But the difference being, instead of scheduling an entire theme to take over during a certain period of time, all you do is you schedule a CSS resource to be added onto your site. Okay. So it's a little bit lighter weight than scheduled themes, but pretty much the same idea.
And so what does it do? Does it go looking for a CSS file in the theme directory?
I think it's been a while since I've played with it, but I'm pretty sure all you do is, again, you specify the date and time. Mm-hmm. And, I'm just bringing up my page here. And all you do is you actually type in the CSS file name.
Okay.
So, I mean, it could be modified in the future to scan your theme directory for CSS files, but right now it's something you manually type in.
Well, that's all right. Even manually typed in is not too bad, but I just want to make sure when you tell it what CSS to look for, it always looks in the theme directory, I assume.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was curious. It doesn't go hunting for it somewhere else.
Right.
Excellent. Well, those sound like some really excellent plugins that have been, that'll be very useful. I think I'm going to be giving the CSS one a try because I was going to use the scheduled theme one for one of my sites, but I hadn't got to it yet, but I'd rather use the CSS one because all I really want to change is the CSS, not the whole theme.
Right.
So what else can you tell us? You want to give yourself a shout out for your own business? What business do you, what's the name of your business?
The name of my business is Integrity Solutions. And again, it's a hobbyist business where a lot of the work that I do is web development for small, medium businesses. And that's pretty much it.
Okay, and you obviously write code, which is always a good thing, because someone like me, I'm not really a code monkey. I can understand and read code, but writing it from scratch, I may as well be banging my head against the wall. Never going to work.
Yeah, for my daytime job, I'm an enterprise web developer.
Uh-huh.
So the local telco, we have a fairly large website, and I write a lot of enterprise web applications for it.
Oh, okay.
So along the lines of self-serve, so you can log in, make changes to your account, and stuff like that.
So you get a fair amount of experience doing that anyway, then.
For sure. I'm a code slinger, that's for sure.
Me, I'm the one that gets to just pick it apart and tell folks, this is what I think about it. Give it a shot.
Yeah.
That's all right. I'm enjoying it. It's been lots of fun. This is episode 52 of our show. So I'm glad to have had you on the show. I know it's not an extensive interview, but what the heck? Some of them are longer than others, and that's all it goes. You got any other last words you want to say?
No, just like my designs and my code, I like to keep it short and simple.
Excellent. Well, thanks a lot for being with us, Adam. I look forward to trying out your other plugins, and I will mention them out to the rest of my audience out there. So have yourself a good night.
Yep, thanks. You too.
Thank you for listening to WordPress Plugins from A to Z. This podcast is copyright 2011 by johnoverall.com and may not be redistributed or rebroadcast without permission from John. It has been our pleasure serving you this fine evening. Please tune in again for another fantastic episode from WordPress Plugins from A to Z, coming to you soon. Until then, have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Some of the music provided tonight is from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio.com.